Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
Don't forget, you can follow us on social media. Just search for Theme Parks and Rec or Theme Parks and Rec Podcast, and you should be able to find us. Also, themeparksandrecpodcast.com to hear any of our previous episodes. And we've got a lot of news to go through. Interesting news coming out of the Central Florida theme parks, as well as a very interesting and timely theme park tip of the week coming from Michaela. So let's talk about Busch Gardens Tampa.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Something that we've talked about in the past with Rebecca Romzek. I got it right this time, I think. she's from Busch Gardens. She talked to us about the Food and Wine Festival, and we thought it felt so far away, but it's coming back this weekend.
So quick. So quick.
Right? It's running every weekend until April 25th, and fingers crossed, we are set to go this weekend.
Yes.
You and I.
I'm very excited. There's a media preview happening this weekend, and so we are set to go, and we'll be practicing social distancing and wearing our masks, and really excited. This will be my first time in a theme park since the shutdown, so I'm very excited.
This is easy in, nothing too crazy, I don't think.
Dipping my toe in the water.
Yeah, we always say if you feel uncomfortable, you could always leave. No one's forcing you to stay, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to be taking your theme park tip of the week and executing it. So we'll get to that here shortly. SeaWorld Orlando, their sister park, their Seven Seas Food Festival is running on weekends now through May 9th. And they've also added Mardi Gras, a celebration of Mardi Gras, to their Seven Seas Food Festival. And that final weekend to experience the Mardi Gras is this weekend, the 19th through the 21st. And they've got food and music with entertainers, a pop-up parade. And the Mardi Gras fun will take place at select times between 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. So just know you won't really see Mardi Gras stuff until that time. So get out to one of the Busch Gardens SeaWorld parks this weekend. Lots going on.
Lots of food, I see.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it being the beginning of Lent and me giving up food, this is the worst time for me to give up certain foods because festivals.
Yeah, I'm thinking we need to, you know, advise them next time to just start it one weekend earlier.
There you go. So Rachel can eat everything. Let's just start it a weekend earlier. What's happening at Legoland Florida? Or what, let me rephrase that. What happened at Legoland Florida?
So we talked about this last week as well. Nick Willenda, he did it again, performed another high wire walk. He did it last weekend to kick off the pirate weekends and the start of, well, the grand opening of Brickbeard's water sports stunt show. Mm-hmm. And so last week they talked about on the website, they were like, oh, it's going to be 500 feet long that he's going to walk, but it actually was 600 feet. We got a correction there. So 600 feet from Lego Movie World that's in the theme park all the way to the Pirate Hotel that's just outside of Legoland. So that's far. That's far for me, regular sidewalk.
It's like, is there a tram?
He's
walking on a high wire. And then what is this? He had his balancing pole covered in something very specific.
Giant Lego bricks.
Oh my God.
He said it added about 35 to 40 pounds to the pole.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Jeez, like walking on a high wire. Like walking on a high wire 600 feet is not hard enough. Let's add 35 to 40 pounds of Legos to your balancing pole. Jeez.
Right. And then imagine like having one more Lego on one side than the other, like off balance a little.
Yeah, you need to make sure it's perfectly balanced.
Right.
It's called a balancing pole. Gosh, that
definitely did all of the checks before he went up there, which we're laughing now because he made it safely, everybody.
Right. Of course. And like you said, that was to celebrate the opening of Brickbeard's water sports stunt show, which is now open, and their Pirates weekends, which run this weekend and the 27th through the 28th. And that event is free with park admission. So something to go check out at Legoland, Florida. All right, let's go up I-4 a bit and hit Universal Orlando. What's happening there?
So something that I didn't realize that they brought back, it was like very secretive, that the Cinematic Celebration is their little water nighttime show that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it back to Mardi Gras. So when my fiance and I went, was it last weekend? Yeah, I believe it was last weekend. They did a during the day one that just happens to happen. There's no time on it. It just played. This one is a nighttime one where they project things on the water and on the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are two different ones, the daytime one and the nighttime one. But it's really cool to see that they're returning safely.
Yeah.
And it brought up the question of, will like Disney start their nighttime stuff? Who knows? I mean, I have that question too, but it's for a reason right now.
Yeah, they're just dipping their toe into the water to see how it goes. And you know, depending on whoever's the most brave to do it first, they'll all be watching to see if it goes not.
Well, I mean, Busch Gardens, remember Busch Gardens SeaWorld, they started last year, like their summer nights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They immediately brought back fireworks, but they had
socially distanced areas.
They had a social distance and different areas you could watch, but you had to like reserve the spots.
Yeah.
So they were already like off and running with that.
Yeah.
But other parks are just designed differently.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's more room here and there, and not all of them are the same. Right. Now this looks super cool. Universal Pay has been launched. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
So if you're familiar with all that different apps that all of the different theme parks have, well, Universal, when they really started upping the usage of their Universal Orlando Resort app when they reopened after being shut down for the pandemic. And they were asking people, you know, order online, order on the app and pick up food so you don't have to minimize the contact with the team members. Well, they now add another component to that where you could pay like for merchandise and food and tickets through your app. And I'm not talking that you're going to order ahead and go pick it up. I'm saying like, it's almost like an Apple Pay thing.
Oh, cool.
So if you don't have Apple Pay, if you feel more comfortable using this, like you could use that where you could add a credit or debit card to the wallet inside of the Universal Orlando Resort app.
Cool.
And then a QR code will come up, and I'm sure it's protected with like, if you have the face recognition or the thumbprint or your code. Cause I know every time I open the app, it has to like read my face to be able to unlock it. So you could do that. And they also have your tickets on there too, but that's not a new thing.
Right.
The best part, I think, about this new Universal Pay, I haven't used it myself yet, but I did read that they have a spending limit feature.
Oh.
And I think that's wonderful because kids now have smartphones.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, preteens or teenagers are going to the theme parks without their parents, or parents go one way and the kids go the other. And if you give access to your child to like use that feature or the Universal Pay, so you don't have to give them a credit card or cash, it has a spending limit for them.
Yeah. So like, instead of giving your kid $15, and I know that's not a lot these days, but $15 for lunch, if they're going to the parks. Yeah. You know, you can put your card on their Universal Pay probably and set a spending limit. So that's really cool. That's really interesting.
Or yourself, you know, maybe you know that you spend a little too much sometimes.
Rachel, you can only spend $50 at the parks this time. You know? That's awesome. That's awesome. And then, so everybody's been talking about the VelociCoaster. It looks like, from the photos, looks amazing. And we're getting some rumors that it may be opening sooner than we originally thought.
Hey, you know, when merchandise starts popping up, there's a good chance that the opening is not far behind. Mm-hmm. And they did say summer 2021, mm-hmm. but now we don't know. Is it going to be early summer, late summer? But mm-hmm. with the looks of this, it looks very likely that it might be early. I don't know for sure, though, because they just the annual pass holder exclusive merchandise based on the future attraction, and it's now being sold at Islands of Adventure in the Jurassic Park section of the park. So it's okay. Interesting to think. It's like, okay, well, they have them in promo videos, and
right,
people have been seen riding, and some of the walls have been taken down. So we're getting closer and closer to it. I'm excited to see what happens. We're only in February, so summer is a little bit away, but it's going to come so fast.
Right. And you know, like the other rides, they also had like soft openings where they would, you know, expand their testing as well.
Right.
So, you know, they could be getting ready for that as well. I still need to get on
Hagrid's.
I need to get to Universal sooner than later. yeah. And Volcano Bay, they're tapped to reopen at the end of this month, February 27th. So that's super exciting. And not like it's warm enough right now to go, but every other day it seems to be warm enough here to go. You know, as I'm talking to family members in Texas who are freezing their butts off right now with all this snow.
I can't believe it. That's crazy. Crazy. We have water parks opening.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's just normal. And then Mardi Gras, like we've said, they're running now through March 28th, and it's the international flavors of Carnival, and they've got the parade floats kind of out and around for photo ops and all that good stuff. So, excuse me.
Good. But yeah, it was a fun one. I went. I'll be back next weekend.
Cool.
I'm doing a little getaway. So, and we're actually staying at Cabana Bay with the Volcano Bay view room. And that's the weekend that it opens. I will not be going to Volcano Bay. I still don't feel comfortable going to a water park.
Yeah.
But it would be cool to see a running water park as the view instead of just an empty one.
Absolutely. That's exciting. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Can I go with you? Can I like stuff myself in your suitcase?
Hey, we have an extra bed. Come on.
Hey, okay. Third wheel here.
That's all right. Vacation's a vacation.
Right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And it's so interesting. I'm looking at our outline here, and it's so interesting that you put this in here because I noticed this also. But there is a new Chevy commercial out there.
Yes.
We're talking about Walt Disney World now. And it's like a partnership between Chevy and Disney because in the commercials, they're showing off the Bolt EUV and the Bolt EV. And featuring some Disney characters. And they're like on a road trip to Walt Disney World. And they show Figment and the hitchhiking ghosts and Tinkerbell and Dumbo and the teacups and all that cool stuff. So it's a really interesting partnership. And at first I thought it was a Disney commercial.
Uh-huh.
And I quickly realized it was a Chevy commercial and then realized it was both kind of a Chevy and a Disney commercial. That was super cool.
Yes.
And the cars look really cool too.
I know, really, they do.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked with it, but did you see all the commercials? There's like different ones.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. And isn't Chevy like a partner for Test Track?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes,
they are. So you might see those Bolt EVs in the exit of the attraction.
Yep, there's the underlying theme there.
Of course.
So it looks like they're continuing their partnership, which is really cool. And then you have on here a Magic Band warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. The fact that we got a, you know, well, Disney's got to do this. It's kind of sad, but okay. So now there's a new warning on magic bands that it says, quote, not for internal or subdermal use. So they're saying don't put it in your body. Okay, this is not for you to ingest. This is not for you to like put in your body. And this was added because there was an individual who took apart a magic band and got it put inside their arm, like the mechanics of it, of what, you know, you to like scan where the Mickey face is to get in the park. Yes. So, oh my, I just like can't think, I can't like fathom doing this.
So it's like, like they put like a microchip, instead they put the chip from the magic band in under their skin.
Yes.
Okay. And that's why it says not intended for internal or subdermal use. Like normally internal use means somebody like accidentally swallowed a piece, but
the
subdermal was kind of like, huh? But that would make sense why they have that wordage or verbiage.
Right.
Because somebody,
it's, I mean, I'm laughing because I'm just so shocked that someone would do this, but please don't do
that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Someone had told me that there was like a reaction video or something. I don't know.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
What's not, but of like this individual going and using their arm to let them into the park. It's like,
I'm sure the poor part-time like people at the front gate of the parks were like, what is happening?
Yeah. They were like, this is not good. This is like chemicals in your body.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Don't do that, people.
Yeah. No, this is, it's not a joke. It's like people like, don't do this. Don't eat it. Don't try to put it in your arm so you have easy access into the park. Cause it's the magic band is easy enough. Just keep it on your wrist.
Seriously. It's easy enough. Eat a churro, not a magic band.
There you go. That's the slogan.
Oh my goodness gracious. I can't believe. Okay. Now that we've said that, Epcot, Taste of Epcot International Festival of the Arts, running now through February 22nd. Are you going to get back out there before it's over?
No, I will not.
Oh, boo.
Sadly, but hopefully next year, maybe the entertainers will return and it'll be nice and fun and cheery again. It was still fun and cheery that one time that I went, but I didn't experience everything I wanted. But this past weekend, the parks apparently were very, very busy.
Really?
Because of President's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, the holiday. Yeah.
So it was definitely too packed for me. But I hear that, you know, next weekend's not going to be as packed. So that's why I'm going.
Go on the off weekends for sure.
Right.
All right. So any last thoughts before we get to our theme park tip of the week?
No, but I'll jump right into it if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
So my theme park tip of the week seems very easy and simple because it is, you know, invest in the hand sanitizers from Bath and Body Works or your other favorite travel friendly brands.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the parks have it that you could get hand sanitizer, you know, in the quick dispensers. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those are a little here. Sometimes because they're left out a little longer than you want, like in the sun or in the, you know, heat. And sometimes they get a little sticky, or sometimes that, you know, when you get off of a ride, everyone is reaching to get the hand sanitizer and you're all just happen to be waiting in a line to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your own. Yeah. I am an advocate of bringing your own, and I bring mine around everywhere now, and I've bought so many. So it's with Bath and Body Works, theirs are like less than $2 each. Mm-hmm. And there's like, what, you buy 5 for $8?
Yeah. And they have cool little like holders that you can put around. Yeah. Like I carry hand sanitizer around my neck now. Like
perfect.
Like, I'm always prepared.
Yes, I love it. I mean, I think it's a great thing to invest in. I mean, don't rely too much on their hand sanitizers, because honestly, also they might be empty.
Right.
And it's not because it's empty all day long. It's just that so many people might have used it that
they haven't gotten back to
a team member. Yeah, they haven't been able to get back to refill it. So the best bet is to just bring your own and just leave the park ones for the people who are less prepared than you, you know?
There you go. Be prepared and wear hand sanitizer around your neck like a dog collar. And yes, I'm always
or
ready.
In your backpack or any your hip, anywhere.
Yep. Pocket, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You can never have too much hand sanitizer these days, that's for sure.
Right. And I'm not dissing the Disney Universal SeaWorld ones. Just that I prefer to have ones that smell really good.
Well, that too. And, you know, like you said, lines can back up for the hand sanitizer when you're getting off a ride. And the last place you want to be is in a line with a lot of people waiting for hand sanitizer. You can move on to the next thing because you already have some in your back pocket. So great tip, Michaela. Great tip.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. And something you would think of, but you know, sometimes you wouldn't think that you would need to say it out loud, but you know, oh yeah, that's a good idea. But right. These days I feel like the majority of people have hand sanitizer at the ready on their person at all times. So
you'd be surprised.
True. All right. Well, that was a lot of information to get through this week. Again, we are going to be checking out Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival this weekend. And so the next episode, we'll have a full download of what we were able to experience and all the fun that we had. So we're super excited for that. As long as the weather and everything cooperates. So hopefully we'll have a recap for you next week. Michaela, anything before we go this week?
I have nothing. I'm just excited for this weekend and share everything with you.
Absolutely. We'll be taking lots of photos too. So make sure you follow us on social media, Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Search for us there. And we will catch you next week on another edition.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.